Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome into the Small College Sports Report here on a special Friday evening show. I don't think this is the first time we've done a Friday show, but we have some breaking news that we wanted to bring to you. But before we get to that, again, this is Small College Sports Report on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chris Sawyer, coming to you from Virginia Beach, Virginia. This show tonight, the special breaking news show, is brought to you by the Hampton Roads Sportsplex and Event Center. Brand new down in Hampton. Go visit them at hrsportsplex.com. Or give them a call, 757-586-5001, and Coach Al will take care of you. A lot of great things happening there, and check them out. You'll have a good time. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at @small_college1, on Facebook, the Small College Sports Report, and on Instagram, Small College Sports. Now, if you follow us on social media, you saw we broke some news yesterday. Smithfield High School head basketball coach, Theodis Porter, who won the state championship this year, has been named the new assistant men's basketball coach over at Thomas Nelson Community College. He'll be working with Coach Chris Moore. And we wanted to bring him on the show. We've actually dragged him away from his vacation. So we appreciate having Coach on. And Coach Porter, welcome in, and thanks for taking some time from your vacation to talk to us.
Hey, how you doing, man? Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. And, you know, it was big news yesterday. After winning the state championship, you've made a career change and coming over to Thomas Nelson Community College, which to me is one of the rising junior colleges basketball programs in the area, be working for Chris Moore. But let's not waste any time. Talk about that, your decision-making process to make that jump from Smithfield after winning the state championship to coming over and working at Thomas Nelson and as an assistant coach.
Well, to be honest, man, it was a very hard decision. You know, but at the same time, it was something that the opportunity presented itself. Me and Coach Moore had linked up because he was, you know, recruiting a few of my kids. And he came to a workout and, you know, he observed some of our practice before we got into the workout segment. And, you know, we talked after that workout and whatnot. And he said, you know, he admired the things that I was doing. And if I was interested, you know, it'll be an opportunity there. So once we wrapped up things and, you know, kind of got everything, you know, moving a little bit, then we revisited the conversation and, you know, he meant what he said. He said he's a man of his word. And, you know, I talked over my wife and my family, prayed on it, and decided that I wanted to go ahead and make the jump. It was difficult, like I said, because, you know, you leave kids behind that bought into your way of thinking, your program, your system. You leave families behind that you help, you know, buy in and change the culture of thinking and a culture of basketball and the town of Smithfield, city of Smithfield. And then, you know, all the visual effects that was happening as far as the new floor, the new locker room, and, you know, those type of things that the fanfare is gonna really pick up on. It made it very difficult, man. But at the same time, it's something I've been chasing for 18 years, man. To be honest, this would be my 18th year of coaching, 17 years of high school. You know, it would have been 18 this year. But after 18 years, man, I just felt like it's time for me to take that step to the next level, and it's something I always wanted to do.
And Coach, you know, what about Thomas Nelson? They're not a new program. They've been around for a while. Coach Moore's been there for a couple of years. But what about Thomas Nelson's program, you know, attracted you and made you make that big leap after 17 years at the high school level?
Well, anybody that knows me, I'm a big 757 guy, and I hate to see any time that we get the short end of the stick on anything. So anytime I get a chance to help the kids in our area or help the schools in our area, you know, become larger, you know, and kind of, you know, magnify to another level. I'm going to take the opportunity to try to do that. And I feel like it's a program that's on the rise. Like I said, right now, a lot of people don't talk about it as much as I think they should. But, you know, that's another reason why I'm coming aboard. I'm going to help that cause and try to get this thing rolling a little smoother, a little faster.
Yeah, you're right, and that's the thing. They don't. That's why we have the Small College Sports Report, because Thomas Nelson is on the rise. There are a number of schools in the area. And the Gators program, over the years, if you watch what Coach Moore's done, he's bringing in higher quality players, higher caliber players, and great student
Absolutely.
Athletes as well in the classroom. You know, talk about, you do
yes,
have
sir.
A background. You do have a background in junior college basketball. You played up at Beaver County Community College. So you,
yes, sir.
I'm guessing you understand what type of journey and role that these JUCO student athletes take and what they have to do to try to get to the next level.
Absolutely, absolutely. I definitely had to dabble in the junior college side of things. And one thing that I can identify first and foremost with those young men is, you know, it's kind of a down moment when you realize you have to go junior college initially, because a lot of kids, you know, they feel like they're D1, they feel like they're D2, and then when reality sets in and you didn't get those opportunities, you kind of feel bad for a moment, and I understand that. But at the same time, you shouldn't look down your nose to a junior college situation, because, you know, at the end of the day, everyone has the same goals, but unfortunately, you can't take the exact same road, and it still offers you a road to get to that same destination. It's just, you know, it's going to prepare you a little better, sort of like the G League does for guys coming out of college. It prepares them for the league, give them a real taste of what college ball is like, I mean, what NBA ball is like in that situation, and then they're able to transition a little smoother and stick more than likely with the team. And the same concept when it comes to junior college, in a sense. You take that road, you get introduced to college ball, the grind that you're going to have to go through. It's not luxurious at every single school. I mean, I went to Beaver County. We had some things, charter buses and things like that. But then when I went to Essex, we didn't have all the same type of things, and, you know, facilities and names on your jerseys and all those things like that. So it varies from place to place, but it's a great tool and a great avenue for a lot of guys. It humbles some people, bring them back down to earth and introduce them back to the grind. And then at the same time, they help build them up and get them prepared so they can stick. And they all come in the door with their head big because they got a scholarship to, you know, a D1, D2, D3.
Absolutely. Hey, you're listening to the Small College Sports Report here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chris Sawyer. We're again joined by newly named assistant men's basketball coach at Thomas Nelson Community College, Theodis Porter. Coach, you talked about that, and you talked about helping out schools at the 757. You've got a rich history, and I think that's why this is such a great hire. You know, you played at Lakeland in Suffolk and graduated in 2021. You were City Player of the Year, second team All-District. You know, you have a big – you played at Boo Williams' A-team. There's a lot. So you can really talk to these guys, and probably a lot of these guys are coming up through that avenue. You also had a 3.2 GPA in junior college, so you also understand the classroom. So, again, talk about some of that
yes,
stuff that you can bring to the student-athletes in the Gators program and some of the things that you did that you can kind of pass on to them to make sure not only they're excelling on the court but in the classroom as well, because, as you know and everybody knows, that's what's going to get them to the next level.
Absolutely. And for me, things that I think I can bring, you know, my main things are, you know, accountability, discipline, and just keeping guys to understand those two main core things, and then consistency. If you have those three elements in your life, you'll be very successful in anything you choose to do, whether it be college basketball, you go work for a law firm. I mean, if you do those three things, you excel. And I think that's, you know, something that helped with the Smithfield program as well as the King Fort program when I was there. And I know it'll definitely translate to the college ranks at Thomas Nelson. And being that I've experienced some of the things that these guys are going to experience or are looking forward to experiencing, I can kind of help them navigate through the tough times, because it's going to be tough times, man. I'm not going to get on this radio and tell you guys that it's going to be, you know, a peachy king every day. It's going to be some rough days where you're not going to feel like doing things, and you're going to be upset with the coach, you're upset with the teachers. But at the end of the day, you know, it's a great quote Monty Williams said to the Phoenix Suns in the playoffs. He said, everything that you want is on the other side of heart. So you have to just understand that. And once you buckle down and fight through that storm, you'll be fine. And everything that you want is right there in front of you. But you are the control of your own fate. And just to get those guys to understand that, you know, we are here to help navigate their road and help get them to that spot. But at the end of the day, we don't shoot the ball for them. We don't make any passes. We don't play any defense. We just try to put you in position to be successful, and it's up to you to do the rest.
Hey, Coach, we won't keep you much longer. We know you're on vacation. We appreciate you joining us. But let me
yes,
you know, go with this. With one district championship, a regional championship, a state championship, and a Coach of the Year award,
yes, sir.
I have to see why Coach Moore wanted to bring you to this program. Will you be recruiting? You know, I know Thomas Nelson, most of the players are from 757, but I'm sure in that area with your experience with Kings Fork and Smithfield, that's going to be a big focus for you, is recruiting these kids and showing them, hey, Thomas Nelson's got an amazing coaching staff. And I saw Coach Moore just posted a graphic out with his coaching staff, and there's a ton of talent on there. So talk about that a little bit, what you'll be recruiting, and will you get on the road soon recruiting and kind of jump right in, or what's your timetable with the Gators?
Well, Coach gave me a little window to, just kind of soak everything in for a second, and then I'll be jumping right in toward the end of the month and get rolling immediately. I'm looking forward to it. I'm definitely going to, you know, put my hand in on the recruitment side of things and whatever coach need. I'm pretty much able to do a little bit of everything, to be honest, jack of all trades. But I do have some things that I'm really good at. I'm great with communicating and talking to kids and, you know, relationships and things of that nature. I'm definitely going to, you know, work for my city, you know, just because, you know, that's where I'm from. I know a lot of kids in those areas, and I'm going to definitely try to make sure that, you know, the ones that are fit for the program and able to perform at that level, I'm going to try to get those guys some opportunities as well. But I'm definitely going to move around, not just in those spots, but like I said, I'm very popular when it comes to, you know, just the 7-5, man. I mean, I got good friends that coach high school ball on east side of the 757, some in Richmond as well, and beyond. And I'm going to try to just find the best of the best, man, and build this program up with Coach Moore and make it a powerhouse. I want the introduction the next time when we get on the show for it to be, instead of, you know, one of the premier junior colleges in the 757, I want it to be one of the premier in the nation. Hello? Hello? Chris.